The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28. Now late on the Sabbath day, as it began to dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And look, there was a large earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning, and his garment brilliant white like snow. The guards were so afraid of him, they shook and became like dead men. And the angel spoke and said to the women, "Don't be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, even as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And see here, he will go before you to Galilee. You will see him there. See, I have told you." And they quickly left the tomb with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. And all of a sudden Jesus met them, saying, "Greetings." And they came to hold his feet and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go tell my brethren that they should leave for Galilee, and they will see me there." Now while they were going, some members of the guard came into the city and told the chief priests all the things that had happened. So when they had gotten together with the elders and had discussed the situation, they gave a certain sum of money to the soldiers, saying, "Just say that his disciples came at night and stole him away while you were sleeping. And if the governor hears about this, we will persuade him so that you won't have to worry about it." So they took the money and did as they were instructed. And this explanation was spread around among the Jews and still continues until today. But the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came to them and spoke to them, saying, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. As you are going, therefore, make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them into the name of," that is, immersing them into the reality of, "the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all the things that I commanded you. And look, I am with you always, even to the completion of the age." This is the end of the book of Matthew.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.